Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode, we talk about a great College Football Hall of Fame player, John Kilpatrick, and an advancement in film and a dome washout. We have these stories and more coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of pigskindispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen to our football history headlines for June 15th and some Hall of Fame birthdays that we're going to discuss, too. They had birthdays on this June 15th. And when we get started here, we're going to start off on June 15th, 1878. The world's first moving pictures are taken by 12 different cameras. The subject was a horse with rider at full gallop by photographer Edward Muybridge. The purpose was to see if all four of the horse's hooves left the ground at any point during time during its run, as could not be determined with the naked eye. And the photos proved that they did. You know, it was always one of those magical conversations that people had back in that era, you know, prior to 1878, before it was proven. You know, some people said, oh no, at least one hoof has to touch the ground to hold the horse up in the air. Some said, no, there's points in time where all four hooves are off the ground at the same time. And this was settled, this debate, by these great photographs that Mr. Muybridge took. These experimental series of photographs put in motion a series of inventions that would eventually place visual media into what we have today. Football eventually embraced these technologies and is very connected to film through much of its history. You know, look what we have now. We have, besides television and all the great NFL networks and ESPNs of the world, we have instant replay, you know, visual film images on a football field during live games to help decide the outcomes of plays and games and calls. You know, just a tremendous point in football history. The next event we're going to talk about is our newspapers.com football history headline of the day. The headline comes from the June 16th, 1973 edition of the Del Rio News Herald from Del Rio, Texas, and it had the grand headline of First Rainout Ever Makes Dome History. Yeah, they're talking about June 15th, 1976. In a bit of irony, the Astrodome, the premier dome stadium, where the Houston Oilers called home for many seasons, postponed a Houston Astros baseball game due to a rainout when the visiting team and the umpires could not get to the stadium because of flooded streets. The report says that more than 7 inches of rain fell in the Houston area that day, forcing the visiting Pittsburgh Pirates and the game umpires to shelter in place at their hotel. One Astrodome official stated, it wasn't exactly a rainout, it was more of a rain-in. Needless to say, it was one of the most bizarre stories of the iconic sports stadium you may ever read. If you want to be able to read through some old articles like we did today from the Del Rio News Herald, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of the news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating all the way back to 1798. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And with a paid subscription, you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast and other great Sports History Network shows. Once again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. Get that free 7-day trial right now. And I don't think you will regret it, because it is tremendous to read all these old newspaper accounts of anything, not just sports, but anything you want to from the news that would be in a newspaper. I mean, I guess actually if you wanted to look at, you know, where houses were for sale, you know, in your town in, you know, 1932, I guess they would have that in your possibly too in the classifieds. All right, let's get to our Hall of Fame birthday. And we have one today, and it's a good one. June 15th, 1889, John Kilpatrick. He was an end out of Yale University that was selected to join the ranks of the legends in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1955. The National Football Foundation shares that in 1910, the Princeton Tigers were a phenomenal football team and very heavy favorites to beat Yale when the Bulldogs played them and the Tigers in the next to last game of the season. Princeton was unbeaten, untied, unscored upon. The course of that story ended in this game, though, with the Tigers leading 3-0. Yale quarterback Art Howe lofted a pass, which John Kilpatrick hauled in at the Princeton 23 and promptly streaked down the field for the winning touchdown. It was worth 5 points in those days. The victory gave Yale one of the greatest upsets in history and a final of 6-2-2 record. However, it was a year before, in 1909, that the Elis had their best season. Called the greatest defensive unit in Eli football, the club won all 10 games and held each of its opponents scoreless. Mr. Kilpatrick was such a great and talented athlete that he is also a member recognized in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Though born in Canada, he served in the U.S. Army during World War I and received the Distinguished Medal Award. After football, the war, he became a businessman in New York City, highlighted by serving as the president of the Madison Square Garden Corporation. That's some great football history there, some great sports history. You know, let's think about that. We talked about the undefeated 1909 Yale team. We talked about the great 1910 Princeton team that got knocked off by, you know, a two-loss Yale team that year. And Madison Square Garden, he was, you know, the head guy of it. He was the president of the Madison Square Garden Corporation, and he is in the Hockey Hall of Fame because he is naturally born Canadian. So that's just some great football history there. Glad we could share that with you. Now, we have a couple more VIP birthdays. These are gentlemen that may recognize from the football ranks, but they're not yet in either the College Football or the Pro Football Hall of Fames. June 15th, 1959, Raul Alegre. He was an NFL kicker that played for the Baltimore and Indianapolis Colts, the New York Giants, and the New York Jets. He won a couple of Super Bowl rings while playing for the Giants. In the NCAA, Alegre played on teams from the University of Montana and Texas. June 15th, 1983, Derek Anderson, the NFL quarterback that played for the Cleveland Browns, Arizona Cardinals, Carolina Panthers, and the Buffalo Bills. The former Oregon State signal caller was originally drafted by the Baltimore Ravens, though, ironically, he never played a snap for them in a regular season game. Anderson was selected to the Pro Bowl in the year 2007. Now, if you want to look up some more great birthdays for June 15th, we invite you to go to the profootballreference.com and you will find the date there. You can click on that and you will see all the pro football players that are considered in that great website who has birthdays for that day. And you can check out, there's a plethora of them, and I'm sure you'll find some more that you know, but we just wanted to point out some of the ones that was recognizable and substantial to the pro football career and also college game. And, you know, just like that we always do, we're trying to preserve that great gridiron history. And we do it one day at a time here on Pigskin Dispatch and on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. And so we hope you join us each and every day. We have a lot of bonus editions coming up throughout the week. You know, usually we have between, 9 and 12, sometimes 13, 14 podcasts every week. And a lot of different articles, too, on pigskindispatch.com. So make sure you check those out. If you want to email us, it's at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch and Facebook Pigskin Dispatch. We also post quite regularly on LinkedIn and we post on Reddit in the R Sports History section. We post as Pigskin Dispatch, so you won't miss us there. And if you want to get on our email address, email list, we'll send you an email each and every morning letting you know what podcasts and what articles are coming up on pigskindispatch.com. And that email again is pigskindispatch@gmail.com. So please hit us up there if you are interested in that. Also find us on the sportshistorynetwork.com where we and about 18 to 19 other great podcasts are on there all the time talking about sports history, something you can all enjoy. It's a great family oriented programming there, and some great guests and some great sports history, which I think you'll come out of there with, hey, I remember that, or hey, I learned something new. But either way, it happens to me all the time, and it's exciting, and it's great to enjoy that great sports history and preserve it with those icons that played the game throughout the years. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.